All right, folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to overload us. Today, we're diving into something super important, communication. No, not just sending texts or scrolling through social media, though. Let's be honest, we all do it. We're talking about mindful communication, the kind that actually connects people and helps resolve conflicts instead of creating more drama. Ever feel like conversations are more like battles? You know, the back and forth where you both end up feeling frustrated and misunderstood? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But guess what? There's a better way to communicate, a way that builds bridges instead of walls. Now, this isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about making small shifts in how you approach conversations, especially the tough ones. Think of it like learning a new dance move. It takes practice, but once you get it, you can move through life with more grace and ease. So, what are the 5 key takeaways for mindful communication and conflict resolution? Ready to level up your conversational game? Let's dive in. First off, active listening is your superpower. I mean, really, listen. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and try to understand the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want someone just nodding along while you're pouring your heart out, right? So show others the respect of truly hearing them. Second, be mindful of your words. We've all said things we regret in heated moments, haven't we? Try to choose your words carefully and avoid accusatory language like, "you always," or "you never." Instead, focus on "I" statements that express your feelings without blaming the other person. For example, instead of saying, "you made me angry," try, "I felt angry when." Third, take a breath, or 10. Before you respond to something that triggers you, take a moment to pause and collect your thoughts. It's like hitting the pause button on a stressful situation. This gives you time to process your emotions and respond calmly instead of reacting impulsively. You know those heated moments where things just escalate? Taking a breath can literally be the difference between a shouting match and a productive conversation. Fourth, find common ground. Even in disagreements, there are usually areas where you can agree. Focus on those shared goals or values to build a bridge of understanding. It's like finding that one small thing you both love about pizza, even if you argue over toppings. That common ground helps create a space for collaboration and compromise. And finally, don't be afraid to apologize. Even if you don't think you were entirely at fault, acknowledging your part in the conflict can go a long way. A sincere apology shows respect and willingness to move forward. It's like saying, "Hey, I messed up and I want to make things right." Okay, so imagine this scenario. You and your roommate are arguing over who did the dishes last. Tensions are rising, voices are getting louder, and you're both feeling pretty frustrated. You could continue down that road, right? But let's apply these mindful communication tips instead. Take a deep breath, actively listen to your roommate's perspective, even if it seems crazy. A. Express your feelings using I. Statements like, "I felt overwhelmed when I saw the sink full of dishes," and try to find some common ground, maybe agreeing on a schedule for dish duty that works for both of you. A sincere apology can go a long way too, even if it's just saying something like, "Hey, I'm sorry things got so heated. Can we talk about this calmly?" See? Mindful communication can actually save your friendship and your sanity. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to level up your communication game. Remember, mindful communication is a skill that takes practice, but the rewards are huge. It's not just about resolving conflicts. It's about building deeper connections, understanding different perspectives, and creating a more harmonious world around us. All right, I'm challenging you to put these tips into action today. Share this episode with someone who could use a communication boost. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and let me know your thoughts on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and stay connected.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.